Paul did not deny the glory of the old covenant law, because in the giving of the law and the maintaining of the tabernacle and temple services, there certainly was glory. He gives an example of such glory in verse 7 when he points to Exodus 34. When Moses descended from the mountain after conversing with God, his face shone with the glory of God. This was part of the glory of the giving of the law. Paul then argues from the lesser to the greater. If there was glory in the giving of a law that brought death, how much more glory is there in a ministry that brings life? We want to carry the right kind of fear of God that recognizes we are carrying God's glory in our hearts through the Spirit. As we are reading today, let's ask ourselves, what does it look like to walk in the right kind of fear of God?